Tonight, chaos and confusion as President Trump makes new waves and new claims on his way out, again angering our closest world allies. And tonight, protests as they roll out the red carpet in London. Fireworks as a top FBI agent who sent anti-Trump text messages is grilled before Congress.
Mr. Chairman, about those, order! Correct?
Stormy Daniels arrested after a strip show that police said went too far, but the charges already dropped. Her attorney says she was set up. Hate crime charges for a man caught on camera berating a woman over a Puerto Rican flag on her shirt.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America.
Okay.
A police officer who stood by and didn't step in to help, now off the force. An American tourist celebrating her wedding anniversary murdered in Mexico. New concerns tonight about violence on summer vacation. And a sale so popular it triggered mayhem. Lines wrapped around malls, thousands of disappointed kids turned away.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening and thank you for being here. President Trump is in London tonight with the dust still swirling in his wake back in Brussels over what was and wasn't agreed to at this week's NATO meetings. To hear the president tell it, it was mission accomplished that he successfully squeezed his European counterparts to spend even more on defense. But some of those allies are offering a much different account tonight. This evening, the president and first lady are being hosted by Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May and her husband as the two leaders prepare for their own tough talks amidst the UK's political turmoil. NBC's Kristen Welker is in London tonight. Kristen, good evening.
Lester, good evening to you. President Trump may be here in Britain, but there are still ripple effects from the NATO summit, with some key allies expressing concerns their tensions with Mr. Trump could be playing right into Vladimir Putin's hands. In a hastily arranged news conference this morning, the president tried to claim victory, saying NATO allies have agreed to his demand for a big increase in military spending.
They've raised an additional $33 billion. That's been put up by the various countries, not including the United States.
But moments later, French President Macron denied Mr. Trump's claim and reaffirmed all allies are still committed to paying 2% over the next decade, targets that were previously agreed upon. Amid the confusion and chaos, Mr. Trump reaffirming his commitment.
I believe in NATO. NATO now is really a fine-tuned machine. People are paying money that they never paid before.
Tough talk that may also be aimed at showing strength ahead of his one-on-one with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The president is under pressure to press Putin on election meddling, something Mr. Trump says he'll do.
All I can do is say, did you, and don't do it again, but he may deny it.
But the president may have only added to concerns by seeming to leave the door open to recognizing Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea, a move Western allies say violates international law.
They just opened a big bridge that was started years ago. They built, I think, a submarine port, substantially added billions of dollars.
And when asked if he can get along with Putin?
Well, he's a competitor. He's been very nice to me the times I've met him. I've been nice to him. He's a competitor.
That prompting this sharp rebuke.
He is not a competitor. He is our adversary. He is our enemy.
All setting the table for what could be a fiery face-to-face. Kristen Welker, NBC News, London.
I'm Hallie Jackson in London, where pomp and protests are greeting President Trump before a Queen's tea tomorrow as the UK rolls out the red carpet, literally in front of Blenheim Palace. But outside it?
I don't think he quite realizes that people are against him.
I think that those people, they like me a lot.
A fire thrower now stepping into a political tinderbox with Theresa May's government disintegrating. She's pushing a controversial path forward for Brexit. But if May hoped for a hand to sell her plan, she's not quite getting it. Late tonight, the president telling the Sun newspaper.
I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree with it. She didn't listen to me.
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt replaced Boris Johnson, who resigned in protest over Brexit this week.
Does President Trump need to come out and issue a more strong statement in support of Prime Minister May?
Well, I think he's already said lots of things that are very strong and very supportive.
You're satisfied with what he said today on Brexit then?
Well, he has been the leader who right from the start has said that Brexit presents great opportunities for this country.
The state of the special relationship is?
I think is a very healthy one.
And that was on full display tonight. Two allies, hand in hand. Hallie Jackson, NBC News, London.
On another front tonight, North Korean officials did not show up for a meeting with the U.S. at the DMZ today to discuss returning U.S. soldiers' remains from the Korean War. That's according to South Korean media. That meeting is now rescheduled for Sunday. But President Trump released a letter from Kim Jong-un dated July 6th, hailing their Singapore summit. But the letter is dated before Kim declined to see Secretary of State Mike Pompeo during his visit to North Korea last week. It was a fiery day on Capitol Hill as an FBI agent who sent text messages critical of President Trump testified before Congress. Facing attacks from Republicans who see the texts as evidence of political bias, he defended his role in the Russia investigation and the Clinton email probe. The tensions boiling over in a bitter battle. Here's NBC's Casey Hunt.
You swear that the testimony that you are about
the
to
intense
give shall be
fireworks
the truth,
starting
the whole truth,
just moments after FBI agent Peter Strzok was sworn in.
Mr. Chairman, about those order. Direct.
Lawmakers shouting over each other while Strzok, who investigated Hillary Clinton's emails and led the probe into possible Russian collusion, testified about his anti-Trump text messages.
Not once in my 26 years of defending our nation did my personal opinions impact any official action I took.
But for Republicans, it's proof of bias, forcing Strzok to read some of his anti-Trump messages with FBI lawyer Lisa Page, with whom he was having an affair.
Ms. Page said, not ever going to become president, right? Right?
No, he's not. We'll stop it.
Strzok trying to explain.
It was in response to a series of events that included then-candidate Trump insulting the immigrant family of a fallen war hero. And my presumption, based on that horrible, disgusting behavior, that the American population would not elect somebody demonstrating that behavior to be president of the United States.
In one of the most heated exchanges, Strzok insisting he was not removed from the Mueller investigation over bias.
I don't appreciate what was originally said being changed.
I don't give a damn what you appreciate, Agent Strzok. I don't appreciate having an FBI agent with an unprecedented level of animus working on two major investigations during 2016.
Democrats blasting the hearing as a show trial, defending Strzok and the legitimacy of the Mueller investigation.
Here are the individuals who are already admitted their guilt.
Next in the hot seat, Lisa Page testifying tomorrow behind closed doors. Casey Hunt, NBC News, the Capitol.
We turn now to the arrest of porn star Stormy Daniels in the midst of her legal battle with President Trump. Daniels charged after a strip performance that police officers said went too far. But just hours later, those charges have already been dropped, and her lawyer says she was set up. Here's NBC's Peter Alexander.
It's not the glamour pic that propelled Stormy Daniels to porn prominence. This mugshot taken overnight, the adult film star booked after allegedly fondling female customers and pressing three undercover vice detectives into her chest at this Columbus, Ohio strip club. According to police, Daniels, topless and wearing a G-string, grabbed each of the detectives' heads, two of them women, before she began smacking their face with her bare breasts. In Ohio, it can be illegal at a strip club for dancers to touch patrons. Police say they were at the club investigating allegations of human trafficking and prostitution.
My attorney and I are committed to making sure that everyone finds out the truth.
Daniels is locked in a legal battle over the hush money she received during the campaign for her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump, allegations he's denied. Daniels' attorney blasting her arrest as a setup and politically motivated, arguing it reeks of desperation.
I can state unequivocally that I believe that but for her notoriety and but for the fact that she has taken on one of the most powerful men in the world, she would not have been arrested.
After posting $6,000 in bail, Daniels was released. The prosecutor hours later dismissing the charges. Peter Alexander, NBC News.
Tonight, prosecutors in Chicago have announced hate crime charges against a man who was caught on camera berating a woman over a Puerto Rican flag on her shirt. The video seen by millions. There's been anger over that confrontation and the police officer seen standing by, not stepping in to help. Tonight, that officer is off the force. We get the latest from NBC's Ron Mott.
Why are you wearing that?
Tonight, the man in this now viral video charged with two counts of felony hate crimes.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America.
Okay.
62-year-old Timothy Trivas captured on video berating a woman in an Illinois park for wearing a T-shirt with a Puerto Rican flag on it.
Okay.
Are you a citizen?
Yes, I am a citizen.
Are you a United States citizen?
Can you please get away from me?
The woman telling a nearby police officer.
Officer, can you please? I'm renting this area, and he's harassing me about the shirt that I'm wearing.
But the officer failing to intervene.
Officer, I feel highly uncomfortable. Can you please grab him?
Despite her pleas for help.
As you can see, the police are not even, he's not even grabbing him.
That officer has resigned. Puerto Rico's governor saying he was appalled and shocked by the incident. Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, its residents, American citizens.
Can you please step away from me, sir?
Mia, the woman in the video, says she hopes it helps educate people about racism in America. Ron Mott, NBC News, Chicago.
Now to some shocking new allegations being leveled against NFL star LeSean McCoy, the running back and pro bowler denying that he attacked an ex-girlfriend who was allegedly injured in a home invasion at a property that McCoy owns. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez has the story. We don't want to warn you that some of the images in the story are disturbing.
Tonight, newly released 911 calls reveal the panic after a break-in at this home in suburban Atlanta, owned by Buffalo Bills star running back LeSean McCoy.
Were weapons involved or mentioned, ma'am?
Yes, a gun. I got beat in the face, my cousin, and I have... Oh, my God.
The brutal attack by an unknown assailant left McCoy's ex-girlfriend, Delicia Cordone, who was living there, severely beaten and hospitalized.
When he took my jewelry off my wrist, diamond bracelet off my wrist, and he just kept asking for jewelry.
Okay.
Got something to do with my ex-boyfriend.
In an Instagram post since deleted, Cordone's friend blames McCoy, calling him the devil and an animal. For the record, McCoy fired back, the totally baseless and offensive claims made against me are completely false. Furthermore, I have not had any direct contact with any of the people involved in months. Court records show McCoy had been trying to evict Cordone from his home for more than a year. Police aren't saying whether they believe he may have somehow been involved in the break-in.
Cordone's lawyer tells us that her client is now out of the hospital. In a statement, the NFL says it is reviewing the case. The Players Association had no comment. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, Milton, Georgia.
Tonight, swift fallout for Papa John, the man who built a pizza empire, resigning from his own company after admitting to using a racial slur. His apology, not enough to save his position as chairman and the face of the wildly successful chain he started. We get more now from NBC's Kerry Sanders.
I'm John Schnatter. Papa John.
Tonight, Papa John is gone. John Schnatter stepping down as chairman of the company he started 3 decades ago in a broom closet at his father's Indiana tavern. The controversy stemming from racial slurs he used during a conference call 2 months ago. Schnatter acknowledging trying to justify previous negative comments he made about NFL players taking a knee, saying Colonel Sanders called blacks the N-word, and complaining that the KFC founder never faced public backlash. Ironically, the call's intent was to prevent future PR disasters. Schnatter apologizing, saying simply stated racism has no place in our society.
I don't think there's no coming back from a comment like that. It's being said, you're aware, you're grown.
Others upset, Schnatter remains on the board of a company that took a $2.93 billion slice of the nation's pizza market last year.
And so if he uses the N-word ethically,
he embarrasses everyone in that company.
The challenge, his face and name are synonymous with the company.
This could be a major setback for the brand.
Now, Papa John's will need to move forward without Papa John. Kerry Sanders, NBC News, West Palm Beach, Florida.
One of the most horrific murder cases in our nation's history has been reopened a decade after it was closed. Federal prosecutors are relaunching the investigation into the 1955 killing of Emmett Till, a crime so disturbing that it galvanized the civil rights movement. NBC's Rahima Ellis now on the new effort to find justice for Till.
It was one mother's nightmare she insisted the world had to see. Her 14-year-old son, Emmett Till's tortured body, was found in a Mississippi river after he was accused of flirting with a white woman. Now, 63 years later, the Justice Department is reopening the case after receiving unspecified new information. There's speculation it's connected to a book published a year ago.
I cooperated fully with the FBI's investigation, and I was happy to do so. And I gave them all my research materials, including my interview with Carolyn Bryant.
Here we go.
In his book, Timothy Tyson revealed that Carolyn Bryant, who testified that Emmett whistled at her, admitted it was a lie.
She said that nothing that boy did could ever justify what happened to him.
Brian's husband and brother-in-law were charged and acquitted back in 1955 by an all-white jury. Later, they confessed to a reporter, knowing they couldn't be retried. Both are now dead. Emmett's cousin, who was with him the night he was kidnapped, told me last year the family wanted the case reopened.
Can you forgive?
Oh, yes. I can't afford to hate. Hate destroys the hater. I can't carry that.
Regardless of whether charges are ever filed, the new investigation means Emmett Till has not been forgotten. Rahima Ellis, NBC News, New York.
We'll take a short break here, and still ahead, vacation horror. An American tourist celebrating her first wedding anniversary in Mexico when tragedy struck. Also, the toy store frenzy that led to some truly unbearable lines. We're back now with some fresh concerns about summer vacation south of the border after an American woman celebrating her wedding anniversary was killed in Mexico City while leaving a restaurant. The 27-year-old woman was in an upscale shopping area when she was hit by gunfire, apparently meant for someone else. We get details from NBC's Miguel Almaguer.
Just days before her murder, Tatiana Maritenko shared this photo from her wedding. The 27-year-old was celebrating her first anniversary with her husband when she was shot leaving a restaurant in Mexico City.
A year ago, we were out worried about selecting wedding flowers. Now, a year later, we went to order flowers for her funeral.
In a ritzy neighborhood, Maritenko was hit by a stray bullet during a drive-by shooting, targeting someone else.
She felt comfortable going to Mexico. She knew about the people. She knew about the culture. She knew about the traditions.
Mexico has a murder rate nearly four times that of the U.S. This May, a homicide every 15 minutes. Even at popular beach destinations, Americans have been warned of violence. The U.S. government has issued do not travel advisories for five Mexican states, many crimes connected to gun violence.
I live in Chicago. You know, we're sensitized to this. This is the worst experience a parent can ever have.
Tonight, during the height of summer vacation, the murder of an American in a country where the government insists it's safe. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News.
There is much more to tell you about tonight, including terrifying moments when a shopping mall suddenly comes crashing down. Also, the Emmy nominations are out. Did your favorites make the cut? A frightening scene caught on camera in Mexico when a brand new mall suddenly gives way. Part of a luxury shopping center, which opened in Mexico City just 4 months ago, comes tumbling down in a giant cloud of dust. Amazingly, officials say no one was hurt. If you went out for some summer shopping, you may have noticed some huge lines today, all because Build-A-Bear stores were holding a special Pay Your Age sales promotion. Turnout was so massive, the sale was canceled out of, quote, crowd and safety concerns. The company says it gave vouchers out to disappointed kids. The nominations are out for the 70th Primetime Emmy Awards, and for the first time in 17 years, HBO does not lead the pack. Netflix got the most nominations with 112. HBO came in second with 108. And NBC was third with 78. Among the nominated shows, Game of Thrones, which got the most with 22, Westworld, and Saturday Night Live was close behind with 21. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is Nightly News for this Thursday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.